Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're down at 8. Goff going deep. Williams, touchdown!
They did this with Ben Johnson. They're doing it now with John Morton.
In the passing game, we simply didn't affect the quarterback. The explosive plays are an issue. You know, you feel those.
Yeah, you did not affect the quarterback, unfortunately, Ben Johnson. He is correct. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And with the news about Jalen Johnson now being out, quote, indefinitely, end quote, that puts a lot of pressure on a group that deserves it in the Bears defensive line. That is a group that, let's refresh everybody's memory about what the salaries are, just in case you've forgotten. All we're asking for is for Montez Sweat, who's got a four-year contract at $98 million. Grady Jarrett, 3 years at $42.75 million. Dayo Odingbo, 3 years at $48 million to step up. And when the payment is there, acting like their production is going to be there, you expect more than what we've seen out of the first 2 weeks. Jared Goff walked all over the Bears' defense to the tune of 25 first downs. 15 of those were passing first downs. They were 4 for 10 on first down, or on fourth down, or third down, by the way. Third down, the Lions were 4 for 10. And as we mentioned earlier, 334 yards, 5 touchdowns, not a single sack. There was a sack that was taken away by an illegal formation penalty on Tyreek Stevenson.
It was illegal contact, but yes.
So there was that play, and then That's what resulted, unfortunately, in part to the 52-21 win. So your D-line has to step up. They have to be able to force more of a pass rush to make life easier on the secondary.
Listen, it's not just that they have to step up. It's got to be consistent threat of your quarterback being... Your quarterback has to be in danger every play. Like, anytime you drop back to pass, they have to be in the back of their mind thinking, I might get hit. That is the antithesis of what we saw Sunday in Detroit, where Jared Goff was like, if that's what y'all want to do, this is what I'm going to do. They had an answer for every single thing the Bears tried to throw at them. And it just goes back to the fact that I kept telling you guys in the offseason, I don't know about this Dayo Odingbo, who's never really shown anything as far as actual production when it comes to sacks. I need somebody to tell me how the Bears are going to affect the quarterback. And guess what? They're not. They're just not.
It was illegal formation on the Lions. All on the same play.
Oh, it was offsetting.
Yeah.
It was offsetting penalties. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was offsetting. I haven't given up on Dayo
Odingbo. So Montez Sweat's sack was taken away by the Lions and
the Bears.
And the Bears.
Everybody took away his sack. Poor Montez Sweat. Is that the new Tez effect? Offsetting penalties and take your sack away from you? You know, I thought Dayo Odingbo played very well in the first game. He was nowhere to be found
against the first-year quarterback.
Whatever. I'm just saying. Like, he played well, so I'm not like... Bad game for him, for sure, in this one. I will see what you guys are saying and raise you what really bothers me, what really bothered me about the Bears' defense last year, and that was explosive runs by running backs. Jahmyr Gibbs in this one. Like, we went through this last year, Dan Weider and I did on the Take the North podcast, all the explosive runs from last year's season for the Bears. That's where you started to get worried about the defense. Like, if there's anything that you, if you are worth your soul on defense in this NFL, you stop the run. Layla, you laid it out perfectly with what Jared Goff did, 334 and 5 TDs and all the things that he did on third down. How about the 177 rushing yards that the defensive line and linebackers allowed and the 42-yard run by Jahmyr Gibbs? That's the stuff that gets under my skin more than even what's going on with the passing game.
That's up your craw,
it's
so
up
to speak.
My craw. I mean, so to speak.
How about the time of possession being 30 minutes and 20 seconds in favor of the Lions, and they still were able to do all of that? That tells you how quickly and effortlessly they were able to make all that happen.
Yeah, when you have 10 plays for over 300 yards, the explosives, if you will, 10 plays to get you over 300 yards, you're in trouble, because that's not a team trying to hold on to the ball. They're just trying to score as quickly as possible.
Yeah, unfortunately, every stat looks really bad, and so do the stats of paying these guys so much bloody money and them not getting home. I don't think that that's what they want either, so I don't mind that we're talking about this, because it's not just a topic in our pre-show meeting. It is also one that the head coach has had to address. Let's listen to Ben Johnson about his pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not just Montez. It's our entire unit right now. We didn't affect the quarterback as a whole. And so we'll certainly look at where we can help him so that he can succeed a little bit more in terms of getting that done. I think Dio on the other side, when he gets the one-on-ones, we need to see a little bit more production there. And then I'd like to see from our defensive tackles a little bit more push to the interior of the pocket so that we can put the lineman on the lap of the quarterback. I think it really takes everybody. And when we pressure, we got to make them feel that as well. It's a combination of all of it. It's something that we're certainly going to address. You know, we played that first game against Minnesota, three quarters of really good football where we were collapsing the pocket and we were affecting the passer. And so I know we have it in us. I saw it during training camp as well. I experienced that on the offensive side of the ball going against this defense. So I know it's there. And it's just a matter of us helping those guys in those situations and them coming through for us on their side.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know what I didn't want to hear right there? Him comparing that defense to his offense as if that offense has been a world beater offense. Like, I get it. You think you saw some stuff in training camp that says, oh, that they stopped our offense. That's pretty good. Your offense hasn't proven that they're of a high enough level to really use that as the comparison.
I want to ask you about that, Mark, because I remember Ben Johnson saying, he said, oh, those are maybe we ran some plays that we shouldn't run against a Dennis Allen defense. Apparently, the Lions thought they could run every play against a Dennis Allen defense.
Yeah, they were onto it. I mean, I don't think any of us thought that there was a scenario where this defense, where a Dennis Allen defense, and look, I'm complicit. I have thrown the roses Dennis Allen's way. As a matter of fact, and this is not good, but part of what I thought, like when you look at the Bears defense as a whole, and player for Dio Dangbo and Montez Sweat and Javon Dexter and Andrew Billings and the rest of the line, my thought was, I'm not sure how the Bears are going to be better getting to the quarterback this year, but Dennis Allen will find a way. He'll be creative. He'll switch it up on the defense. He'll be the difference maker on defense. What would you like to say, Marshall? Because you have been burying your head for every word I just said.
I just want y'all to come on board. It's not too late. Come on board. Say, I've got more faith in the offense than the defense. Because at least with the defensive line versus the offensive line, per se, which are both problematic right now, right? We can agree on that.
That doesn't help your argument.
Hold up. At least the offensive line, there's guys with real track records on that offensive line that I can say, I can see why maybe they're not quite on the same page yet. I don't think that applies to defense where you just got to beat your man to get where you're trying to go, and they have been unable to do that. I don't see the future saying, oh yeah, I can see how he's going to get better over the course of the season at beating these guys.
I think Montez Sweat can get better. I would like to think that eventually Montez Sweat wins his one-on-one battles.
Eventually Montez Sweat, the guy you paid $98 million for 4 years, eventually he wins his one-on-one.
Right? We've seen Montez Sweat be great, have we not?
I cannot sit here and be okay with paying somebody that much money and you say eventually he might win his one-on-one battles. Do you know what you pay a guy who has that commentary?
Yeah.
Not that kind of money.
Well, that's what they do with Dio. I'll be more succinct. He will win his one-on-one battles.
How do you know that? We haven't seen it this year.
Because we've seen him be great. We've seen the man be great. We saw him be great 2 years ago. Yes.
Do you think he's half a season with the Bears 2 years ago?
Hold on a second. Is he a descending player then? Does he just suck now, Layla? Is that what you're saying?
You explain to me why he's been neutralized and he didn't play every snap, as we know, in the Matt Eberflus defense.
Right, well,
he
so
rotated
then,
in and out.
So then do you think now that he's just lost it and he's not a good player?
Is he healthy?
I don't think he was healthy last year. I think he's healthy now. So I have no excuse for him.
That was the excuse last year, is that he was unhealthy. And that's something we can all say,
absolutely,
okay, that makes sense. Now, logically, I'm like, well, why is he not doing what he should be doing?
Well, his head coach called him out, too.
Yeah, I think he's brought substantial effort. He's trying to do it the way that we're coaching it. I think the one area that he's hearing from our coaches right now is when he does get these one-on-one opportunities, whether it's with tackles or the tight ends, that we'd like to see him capitalize on those just a little bit more. It's few and far between that they're singling him up, but we would like to see him get to the quarterback. I thought he did have a nice move there on the sack and was able to finish at the quarterback. That was good to see, but unfortunately it did get negated there by the penalty. So he's doing some really good things for us, even if it's not showing up on the stat sheet quite yet in terms of getting close to the quarterback in the passing game. And he is doing a nice job in the run game as well.
He played in 66% of the snaps defensively for the Bears.
Bottom line is this: you need your leaders to lead. I'm not saying this in a vocal way. I'm saying on the field, production has to be there with the guys who are getting paid the most money. That's just the way it's got to be.
Of course.
And you can be outperformed by someone on your team not making as much money as you if that means that they're going above and beyond and you're still doing your job. Right now, I could say Montez Sweat has not done his job. You look at the Bears right now, not only have they given up the most points in the NFL through 2 weeks. I know it's only 2 weeks, but giving up nearly 40 points a game. I know that's skewed because of how many points the Detroit Lions put on them. But the Vikings, we saw what happened in the fourth quarter. But right now, there are four teams giving up more yards than the Bears. They are the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the Giants. And I guess the good news is one of those teams comes to Soldier Field Sunday.
Yeah, they do.
Here come them Cowboys.
But that team scores points.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Do we still think Dallas is going to beat the Bears?
Lots of them. They scored 40 against the Giants, and they scored 20 against the Eagles without Jalen Carter.
The 20 against the Eagles, they had the game, a one-score game. And, yes, no Jalen Carter, but I think I was impressed by the fact they were able to hang with the Eagles whether they're missing Jalen Carter or not. The Eagles are the best team in football until proven otherwise.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, they didn't have Jalen Carter. I do think this is a better chance for the Bears offense. But unfortunately, yeah, Dak Prescott and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb might be carving up the Bears defense, especially if nobody's getting home. They do prioritize the offensive line in Dallas. You can confidently say that.
Cowboys top five in scoring, and then also only two teams, and the one team's going to blow your mind, but two teams have gained more yardage than them. The Buffalo Bills, not surprising.
Yeah.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Well, well, well. Tyler Warren and the Indianapolis Colts.
Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts.
Tyler Warren, Daniel Jones, and the Indianapolis Colts.
Michael Pittman and them. I look at the output of the Dallas Cowboys, understanding it's 392.5 yards per game that they've been gaining, and the Bears have been giving up 382.5 yards. If you just take an average in there, it's too many yards. It's just too many yards.
Well, the good news is you might see a little bit of an offensive battle. That would be nice. But the bad news is if this defense doesn't step up in a more productive way, we could be looking at a really difficult situation. Mark, you talked to Grady Jarrett, or you were part of the group that interviewed Grady Jarrett yesterday. I think it is important to touch on what he had to say as well. I hate to say this, but I feel like we found the whys a little bit when we heard from Grady Jarrett.
Yes,
to borrow a Matt Nagy phrase.
We did. By the way, people hate Montez Sweat.
They hate overpaid defensive players who get paid to get sacks and don't.
Well,
do you remember the discourse about Robert Quinn when he first got here and he wasn't producing, and then the next year it was like, oh,
record.
Yeah. But the problem is, like, we haven't seen it back to back.
I don't know. I guess it's just with Montez Sweat, I am not believing that all of a sudden he's an average or below average player, unless he's just lost it.
No. I think he's above average, but I think in this group of people, they need him to be elite. He's the 11th highest paid pass edge rusher in the game.
Absolutely.
He needs to perform and produce as such.
Right, but what I'm asking you guys both is, do you think he will? Like it's been bad. You're right. Last year was bad. First two games, bad. Is he lost it, and like that's it going forward? He you guys don't believe that he can get to the quarterback
anymore.
You know
what a good
Tez effect a game.
You know what a good time to test it is? especially when they need you, is to step up now when your secondary is down. Let's hear from Grady Jarrett and discuss that more next. This is Raheemy Harris and Mark Rohde on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.